couple of scripture passages today, and I have a few thoughts. From Mark chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. Afterwards, Jesus went up on a mountain and called out the ones he wanted to go with him. And they came to him. And he appointed the 12 of them, and he called them his apostles. Key word for today, apostles. He called them his 12 apostles. They were to accompany him, and he would send them out to preach, giving them authority to cast out demons. These are the 12 he chose: Simon, whom he named Peter, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, but Jesus nicknamed them the sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. I read that passage basically to hone in on the key word today, apostles. It's the first time that the apostles appear in the Gospels. Over in Luke, in chapter 9, verse 1, one day Jesus called together his 12 disciples, referred to here as disciples, and gave them power and authority to cast out all demons and to heal all diseases. And he sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. If I flip over to chapter 10, the Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places he planned to visit. In the book of Acts, in chapter 13, among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manaen, and Saul. One day, as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Dedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them." So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. So our key word today is apostles, and we're going to talk about that briefly as soon as I pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this, your word. I pray your blessing upon this, your time in our lives. Help us to grasp the truth that you want to convey upon us today. And may we be so honored that Jesus the Christ be glorified through our lives, what we are doing, even in what we are doing today. For we ask this in the name of Jesus. Apostolos. There, now you know the Greek word. Apostolos is the Greek word that's translated as apostle. It appears 79 times in the New Testament. And I want to talk about apostles for a few moments today, just to so that we're all sure exactly what an apostle is, because I'm not sure that we all understand that. There's three things that I want us to be aware of about this word, apostle. The first is, the main meaning of the word is one who is sent. If there's a one-word synonym for the word apostle, it would be messenger. Messenger. And some Bible translations put that in the place of apostle. Messenger. But its true meaning is one who is sent. And thus we have Jesus. He's the first apostle. He's referred to in the scriptures as the first apostle. But we have Jesus sending out 12 apostles. It says he sent them out in that passage that just read. And in chapter 10, he ups the ante to 72. It says he sent them out. And in the book of Acts, we just read where Paul and Barnabas are sent out by the church. Apostles are people who are sent out to do the will of the Lord. The second thing I want us to know about the word apostle, and it beyond being sent out, the word always has the idea behind it that you're being sent out by one who has authority. And so it's not only being sent out, just as important about that word is the fact that you're being sent out by someone with authority. Last week we looked at Matthew 28. The very last so-called Great Commission, where Jesus begins that by saying, what? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, what what's the word? Therefore, go! No, it's just last Sunday. Yeah. I'll give you another chance. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me, therefore, go! Hey! All right. The implication is that they are sent out in the name of and under the authority of Jesus. This is always a part of the makeup of the word apostle. Not only being sent, but you're being sent by someone in authority. You're representing them. Thus, in 2 Corinthians 5, Paul refers to us as ambassadors in Christ in that sense. You know what an ambassador is? An ambassador goes out and has the authority to speak and act on behalf of the one being the sent. And Paul calls us ambassadors. The word is closely related, but not quite to apostles, but conveys that idea a little bit more forcefully, that we are being sent and given the privilege of speaking and acting on behalf of the one sending us, in this case, the Lord Jesus. So the first thing we need to know about apostles, being sent. The second thing we need to know about apostles, it's the Lord Jesus who's sending us. The third thing that's interesting about the word apostolos, as you follow it through its progression in the New Testament, is that as time goes by, this word is applied to more and more people. First, when you first run across the word, Jesus is the only apostle. And then he calls 12. And then he sends out 72. And then the book of Acts is sending out all sorts of people. And in Paul's letter to the Romans, in his personal conclusion at the end, where he's mentioning friends, and he says, give my greetings to so-and-so. He mentions a Junius and an Andronicus, probably a Christian couple. We don't know anything about them other than he says that they are outstanding apostles. In other words, what the New Testament is letting us know is that anyone who is sent out in the name of the Lord to represent him and to do his will of sharing his grace with other people can convey upon themselves or take on the title of an apostle. And that includes you, and that includes me. So what I want to get across to us today is that I believe that we're apostles, all of us, because all of us are being sent out, and that's the key to being an apostle. If we're being sent, and we are, as he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me, therefore what? Apostles all. I'm just to lift up here today and tell you that I believe it's true that we are all apostles in that sense, that we are all being sent. I say that because sometimes in life we get a little bit discouraged in our lives about our station in life, don't we? Sometimes we reminisce about if things had only been different, I might be a different person today. If only. You know, the if only. If only if I listened to my parents. You ever said that to yourself? If only I listened to my parents. If only I pursued more education. If only I'd taken a different career path. If only I'd followed my dream. If only I could do it all over again, knowing then what I know now. You ever said that before? How many times? Then my life would probably be different. I'd have some different station in life. If you've ever kind of thought that kind of thoughts, and who among us has not thought those kind of thoughts, then I'm here to tell you today that there is no higher calling on the face of this planet than to be an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many stately and impressive titles that we could have conveyed upon ourselves, or someone else could have conveyed upon us. We could have been, some of us, maybe an admiral, or an abbot, or a bishop, or a baron, or a Buddha, or a captain, or a, I don't know, a duchess, or a duke, an emperor. Some of us might have been a governor, a judge, a king, or a lady. What about a lady? I'm not just talking about, you know, like my lady master. I'm talking about the title. Ladies. A mayor. I mean, mayor might have a mayor with us. I don't know. A priest. A rabbi. A sultan. A tetrarch. A picker. many things that we could have been, many titles that could have been conveyed upon us, but I'm telling you here today that there is no more glorious title that could be conveyed upon any human being than an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we are, my friends. Because we are sent out in His name as His representatives to share His grace with community. Today, as we go out to paint some playground equipment, we are apostles because we are being sent and we are going. And we are in that way sharing God's grace. And sometimes you might think, what? I just went out painting. That's not very important. That's, you know, should the church really be involved in painting some swing set somewhere? Not very important. Not worth our time or effort. Well, I'm here to remind you today what the old hymn says that we're going to close this service with in just a few minutes, that little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. And when the apostles of the Lord Jesus go out there into the world in any way, shape, or form and share His grace with others, be it speaking the word about you need to become a Christian, I know Christ, I found Christ, this is what it's done for me, or whether we're just going to use a paintbrush, I think the Lord uses all of that. To me, going out and painting the playground today is a down payment on somebody's eternity. That's the way I think what we're going to do today. While I'm down there painting after a while, I'm going to be thinking, this is a down payment on somebody's eternity. Because somebody in Chippewa Lake is going to find out about the Church of Jesus Christ in this place doing that, and it's going to pique their interest about, wow, what kind of church is doing that? And it's just kind of opening doors for us to reach other people for Christ. So when I go out and on Gather to Scatter Sundays like today, and involved in, I don't care if it's pulling weeds or mowing grass or doing a little painting, to me, it's a down payment on somebody's eternity, and I can't wait to see who's and how that all works out. I have one story for you today. It's about the great famous missionary, Dr. David Livingston. Probably heard of him. David Livingston. He went to Africa and served there from 1840 until he died in 1873. And at one point early on when he got to Africa, he came to an area, a geographical area that at the time was known as Central Africa. And there was a tribal chieftain who was the chief over that whole area of Central Africa. Dozens of tribes fell under his chiefdom. That's the word. And Dr. Livingston quickly learned that in that area there was a tradition where if someone like him wanted to pass through this chief's area, you had to meet the chief. He would greet you and allow you to pass through his country only if there was a gift exchange of some type. You had to give him a gift, and he gave you a gift back. And Livingston heard about this and thought, okay, I need to do that. So he went to meet this chief. And the chief came out, and Livingston brought all of his gift, or all of his possessions. He didn't have much. He had clothing, books, a pocket watch, and a goat. The goat was important because he had stomach ailments that he couldn't drink the local water. And so this was the goat that supplied him with water through the milk of the goat. So it's very important. So he goes to the chief and he lays out all of his extra clothing, all of his books, his pocket watch, and the goat. And guess what the chief took? The goat. That's exactly right. And in return, the chief went into his hut and he came out and he gave Dr. David Livingston a carved walking stick. And Livingston kind of looked at that walking stick and he knew that the chief couldn't understand what he was saying, despite the fact there was an interpreter there. And he kind of muttered under his breath, says, what the heck am I going to do with this stupid walking stick? Now what am I going to do? He took my goat. This was a bad deal for me. Well, the interpreter heard this and said, no, you don't understand. That isn't just a walking stick. That was the king's scepter. And wherever you take the king's scepter, it will grant you entrance into any tribe in our whole area. The chief just honored you with the greatest gift he could give you. And with that walking stick, that scepter, David Livingston was able to visit all those villages and towns in Central Africa at the time. They opened up God's grace to all those villages. This may not be a walking stick, but this is the exact same thing of what David Livingston received. match. We may not have a walking stick. We may not have the king's scepter, but we have a paintbrush. We have a paintbrush. And it opens up in a certain aspect of God's grace in this community. So when you're going out there and you're painting today, just remember that that's the king's scepter. It's opening up an aspect of God's grace in the lives of people who are going to be touched as a result of our efforts today. Some of you may remember the name of Casey Stengel. Anybody? What baseball team did he manage? The New York Yankees. Back in the day, this was the 50s and the early 60s, I think. And Casey Stengel thought his most important job was to convince the rookies on the team each year what an honor and a privilege it was to put on the pinstripes of the New York Yankees uniforms. And he would gather all the rookies together at some point before the beginning of the season, and he would give them this speech in the locker room, and he would tell them just that. Boys, it's your privilege, it's your honor to put on the pinstripes and to represent the great city of New York and to play for the New York Yankees. So when you get out there today, go out there and play the game with all you've got and be proud of what you're doing. And I just want to say to you today, my friends, it's an honor to put on the mantle of the Lord Jesus. And the mantle I'm talking about is the mantle of apostleship. We are being sent in His name, and it's a great honor. And I want to say before we go that as you go out there, be proud of the team that you're on here at Cross Point. Be proud and do your work cheerfully because you get to play the game for the Lord Jesus. We're apostles. People who are sent in His name to represent the King. Apostles all. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for conveying that title upon us. You have called us to go, and so we will go. And as we do, as we walk out of this place today, may we lift our heads up a little higher, knowing that for sure we are apostles of the Lord Jesus. May we represent Him well today. May we give what we have today, reminding ourselves that He gave everything for us. And we ask this, Lord, that you would be with us in what we're doing.